It's something like a phenomenon. Phenomena. Hello and welcome to this week's Urgent Bite, brought to you by the Royal New Zealand College of Urgent Care. My name is Guy Milrose, and today we take a quick look at the COSIN phenomenon. When you fly into a new country or a new city, your first glimpse is out the window of the aircraft, looking down on the gradually approaching ground below. Before Google Earth enabled us all to view the world from above, this used to be the only way, other than perhaps via hot air balloon or helicopter, that we got to look down on daily life. If you were returning to your local town, it gave you a chance to look for familiar landmarks. Perhaps you saw your school or workplace or even your house. In 2022, comedian Max Fosh, recognising that people enjoy looking out the window on landing, fooled and panicked passengers arriving into Gatwick Airport, which is situated about 30 miles south of London, into thinking that they were arriving at Luton Airport, some 30 miles north of London. And he did this by creating a huge sign, visible on the final approach, that said, "Welcome to Luton." Now, misleading signs aside, in addition to swimming pools in backyards, one thing that is very noticeable as you look down on houses upon landing is the number of trampolines, something that certainly seems to have been on the rise in the last decade or so. I often read in the newspapers here in New Zealand that the trampoline is a Kiwi childhood staple, which is something I cannot relate to. The only trampolines I recall from my childhood were the little ones that we used to leap up onto the box in PE. But backyard trampolines, quite large, usually encased in a netting with various different designs to help prevent injuries relating to the spring and bouncy mechanisms, are pretty ubiquitous nowadays. But with them comes the risk of injury. While any fall from a height can result in some kind of fracture, it is the double bounce that trampolines are often most connected to. One little person going down while another, usually heavier person's on their way up, and the springy trampoline impacting the former with an extra dose of momentum, resulting in a lower limb injury. Children, usually 3 to 6 years old, present then with pain and non-weight bearing. And while it's important to examine the whole limb, full-length x-rays are required and proximal metaphyseal fractures are the usual abnormality revealed. Although this is not the only fracture that can happen on a trampoline. And other mechanisms of injury can result in a proximal tibial metaphyseal fracture. According to orthobullets, a child in the lap of an adult going down a slide can apply the right forces. But any reasonable trauma in a non-weight-bearing child should have us suspicious for a tibial injury. Once we've identified this, the management depends on any displacement. With conservative treatment in a long leg cast with varus moulding used in non-displaced fractures, or in those that have been reduced satisfactorily. Whereas open reduction is used for those that cannot be reduced. Involving orthopaedics for an opinion is wise from the urgent care point of view, in my opinion. But identifying this fracture is not the point of this bite. Today's take-home point relates to this injury, but it is about what we tell our patients, or their parents, to be aware of anything from 5 to 15 months down the line. And it's something to recall should we see a child with issues a year or so after the aforementioned fracture. And that is COSIN's phenomenon. Dr. Lewis COSIN obtained his medical degree in California in 1934 and trained in orthopaedics in Massachusetts. He returned to California, but was called up to the army as a reservist and ended up working in military hospitals in Europe following D-Day. He commanded the 203rd Hospital, which followed General Patton's 3rd Army all the way to Paris. After the war, he was discharged from the army as Lieutenant Colonel. He returned to California and continued work as an orthopedic surgeon, with an interest in pediatric orthopedics, teaching around the world and authoring various books. He died in 2001. His name lives on as both an eponymous tennis elbow exam and as Cozen's phenomenon, which is what I wanted to mention today. Using orthobullets as reference, Cozen's phenomenon is a valgus deformity that occurs 5 to 15 months after a proximal tibial metaphyseal fracture in anywhere from 50 to 90% of cases. Its exact etiology is not known, but it usually resolves itself after about 2 years. So if you're involved in the management of a proximal tibial metaphyseal fracture in a 3 to 6 year old kiddie, alerting the parents to this known phenomenon is important. If you encounter the child a year or so after such injury, and the parents are concerned about valgus deformity, then you can give it a name and advise about the self-correction that can usually be expected. But it may be that an orthopaedic opinion is sought at this stage anyway. While the cause might not be known, incomplete reduction is thought to be a risk. So going back to the injury and your diagnosis on the day, running it by orthopaedics to check that they are happy with the position is probably good practice for us in urgent care, so we can be certain that the position is satisfactory. It is also important that we are sure that the cast we apply is moulded correctly. So it's important that if there's any doubt, that you check or ask for help. I've linked in the show notes to the Radiopedia page, the Orthobullets page, and to Dr. Cozen's obituary from the Journal of Bone and Joint Surgery. All are worth reading. If you have any comments, questions, corrections, or suggestions, email podcast@rnzcuc.org.nz. We'll be back again next week with another podcast. I look forward to seeing you all then. But for now, thanks for listening.